Yeah, good morning to y'all. It is 9 o'clock on Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get things going with one from the wonderful Ray Fitzgerald.
I want to be the name you call to your sick bed. Medicine fails to calm you, I'll be
there's a lovely one from the lovely Miss Ray Fitzgerald. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, July the 12th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, well, most weeks, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands and feature live in-studio performances, weekly rundown of musical events. And my name is Mike Hagan. Glad to be with you this morning. Glad you're here with me. It looks like it's going to be a hot and humid day today. In fact, for the next few days, it looks like so. But not as hot as it gets sometimes here in Missouri. Only in late or high 80s, maybe 90. So get out and enjoy it. Pretty nice weather, actually. So, yeah, a lot going on in town this weekend. Get out there and roll with it, okay? We're taking a little bit of a different tack this morning. I do not have a musical artist with me. So today I'll be playing some of my favorites from the last few months here on the show. I do have a gentleman with me in the studio, however. His name is Jeff DeBow, and we've been friends for many years. He's in town for a family reunion or something like that, and he's going to do some riding on the Katy Trail. He's also deeply involved with a project that's called the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and we'll talk with Jeff in a few minutes here, and we'll do it up like we always do on Monday. Well, it's not Monday. I do the other show on Monday. It's Friday. Open Mic Radio, and we'll also look around town. We'll see what's happening tonight and tomorrow. Lots to do as usual. Come on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. I just got a note from my friend Avonlea. She may stop by and say hi, and if you're around and want to come up and see the studio and say hello, you're welcome to, okay? 915 East Broadway, right up top in the old Dalton building. lovely downtown Columbia, right in between 9th and 10th Street, okay? All right, awesome time on the program last week. We had Mike Nolan with us. Mike is the general manager of the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall. Mike came down and hung around with me for the hour. We talked about some of the things that those guys have planned for the rest of the summer and into the fall. Got some remarkably good shows that are coming up. I'm looking forward to a bunch of them. Big thanks to Mike for bringing us up to snuff. Him and his team down there at the Blue Note and Rose, they do a fantastic job of bringing awesome music to Columbia, and they've been doing that for a long time. So thanks again to Mike Nolan. We also had a call from our troubadour drummer pal, Justin Hickerson. I hope we'll hear from Justin again this morning, maybe a little while from now. Anyway, we often hear from Justin. Hopefully, we'll hear from him again today. But yeah, this morning, I got my buddy Jeff with me. We'll chat with him in a few minutes, but first, let's play another song. We started the show off with one from Ray Fitzgerald. She's just the best. My absolute favorite female musician, certainly around these parts. Here's another one from one of my favorite local bands. This is The Daves from their excellent record called Now and Then. And this song called Clay Pigeons. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Well, I'm going down to Greyhound Station. Buy a ticket to ride. Find that lady with two or three kids. I'll sit right down by her side. Ride until the sun comes up and down about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from all the people I meet. I get along with it all. Down when people see y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape I mean. Get back in the game and start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. I might go back down to Texas. Might go to somewhere I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. I used to being alone. Change the words to the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers. Questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and nights until it takes to get back into the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. I'll start talking again when I know.
There you go. There's another one from The Daves. Once again, that's from their record called Now and Then. It was released, I think, at the end of 2017. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dave. Give me a call. I think it was 2017, maybe the beginning of 2018. Anyway, yeah, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. It's about 10 o'clock, no, about 10 minutes after 9, I guess, on the 12th of July. And it's the year 2019. Yeah. All right, hey, let's say hello to my friend, Jeff DeBow. Hi, Jeff. How you doing, man?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming down. It's so great to see you. It's been a long time since you and I've been hanging out. Jeff and I went to college together for a couple years up in Northern Illinois at the university there in DeKalb. And we've been friends for many, many years and done a reasonably good job of staying in touch over all those years. Actually, the last few, a little bit better. But so cool you got to come down and visit. What do you got planned? You're going to St. Louis today or something?
Yeah, we've got a family reunion in the St. Louis area.
How many people? A whole bunch of you?
Probably 30 or so. There'll be quite a few. A lot of cousins from out of town, haven't seen in a long time.
And you came all the way from Minnesota?
Yeah, I drove down from Minnesota.
How are you familiar with the Katy Trail? I know you're a very avid bicyclist.
I've just been looking at it online. It's something I've wanted to ride for a while, but looks like a lot of it's washed out and flooded.
So. It's been a crazy spring and summer here in Missouri, I guess, and west of us, Nebraska, lots of places that are deep in water right now. It was crazy a month or so ago. It was really bad. I mean, to the point where we've been here for 17, 18 years. I've never seen water as high as it was about a month ago. You could drive down 63. I think you came down 63. Well, if you keep going south from Columbia, you'll get to Jefferson City, which is the capital here. And I mean, there were for miles. I mean, it was just underwater. Wow. Everything. The road you could barely get by on the road. There were areas where the road was getting pretty close to being covered, but it never got over the highway. But I mean, barns and homes and businesses. Literally, you just see maybe the top of the crest of the house or something like that. Baseball diamonds and everything completely underwater, and you could maybe see the top rail of the outfield fence, something like that.
No.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah,
so.
I think all up and down the Mississippi and Missouri, I think they've had a lot of flooding.
It's going to be that way all summer, I think, because there was a tremendous amount of snow out west this last winter as well. Yeah. The snowpack in Colorado, Utah, most of the Rocky Mountain states is twice as high as normal, and it didn't start to melt early either. It was really cold, so that stuff's starting to melt now in earnest. And I've got friends, in Colorado. I was there for a long time, and the Arkansas River's twice as high as it's supposed to be. All the creeks are overflowing, and it's all coming this way, man. So it's going to be an interesting summer for the Army Corps of Engineers. We're going to get to see if they're worth their salt. So anyway, all right. So I mentioned the JDRF, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. That's the correct name, I think.
That's right. Yep.
How are you involved with that? Are you directly involved, or are you? I don't know. Tell us a little bit about JDRF.
So JDRF is the largest nonprofit to fund type 1 diabetes research. I've got two children. They're not children anymore. They're 33 and 31. But they've been they were diagnosed when they were like 7 and 12. So we've been living with type 1 diabetes in our family for a long time and continue to.
And type 1 diabetes is one that can affect anyone at any age. Is that correct?
It can. So it used to be called juvenile diabetes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they've tried to step away from that and call it type 1 because a lot of people were misdiagnosed as type 2 and they were really type 1.
So people that actually thought that it was a late onset, actually had it their whole lives and didn't even know it
or something like that. They had a longer honeymoon phase where, the immune system kills off your insulin-producing cells.
That's
what causes type 1.
I was going to say, what actually is type 1 diabetes?
Yeah, there's cells, beta cells in the pancreas and other cells in there that produce insulin.
Okay.
Insulin's required by your body to utilize the glucose that you get when you break down food.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have insulin, that glucose can't get into the cells, and
it's required.
And I mean, your body will just break down. So normally it's diagnosed when your blood sugars are sky high and there's a lot of different symptoms out there.
Uh-huh. And so the JDRF is a is an organization that researches trying to come up with a cure.
Yeah. So their end goal is to cure type 1 diabetes.
Uh-huh.
They've got a lot of the employees, including the CEO, and my son, are type 1. So they have a real vested interest in getting this fixed.
Your son actually works for the foundation?
Yeah, he's a research scientist with them in New York.
And, cool.
He's been there for about a year and a half now.
What's his background?
So he's got a PhD in molecular.
I was going to say cellular biology or microbiology or something like that.
Translational science. And so he did research more on the cancer research, and there's a lot of overlap in research methods.
Uh-huh.
And there's even a recent study that's found that a lot of people undergoing immune therapies for cancer end up with type 1 diabetes.
Really?
Because it affects the immune system triggers that. So that's one of the studies that's going on there. Their goal is to cure and prevent. So my son works primarily on the prevention track.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge study where they've test primarily kids that have diabetes in their family, and they can identify the 5 autoantibodies that contribute to the attack.
And it's a genetic predisposition?
There's some, but they're not.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. It's an could be an environmental thing. JDRF's got a collaboration with IBM where they're crunching the numbers from this trial net worldwide. They've got, they're gathering this data.
Uh-huh.
And so they've identified 5 autoantibodies, and the more of those you have, the more likely you will be to get type 1 diabetes.
Uh-huh.
I think they said if you have one or more, then eventually you will.
You will get it.
It's just a matter of time.
Huh.
But then they can, if they see that, then they can
intervene,
monitor and catch it ahead of time so you don't get the ketoacidosis, which is your body breaking down fat to produce to try to fix your blood sugars.
Right. So that's happened to a bunch of people, and they may not even know it.
Yeah. So that's generally if somebody's really sick before they've been diagnosed, they're in they call it DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis, it's really dangerous. So they can prevent that from happening, and there's long term health effects from that.
How long has JDRF been a thing?
JDRF, they started in the early 70s.
Wow, so quite some time.
Yeah, so they've been around a long time. We got involved back in the early 90s when Ryan was first diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
We do this ride every year. I started doing the ride back in 2012, I think.
What, it's a benefit bicycle ride?
Yeah, it's
Does it happen every year?
It's a ride to cure diabetes. Yeah, they have several of them.
Tell people about it.
So we do the ride. There's 5 or 6 destinations every year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big fundraising ride. You have to raise certain amounts of money, and then you go and you ride. This year we're riding in Sonoma Valley.
With California.
There's 600 people.
Holy smokes.
They hope to raise $2.5 million on that ride.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think they raised almost $10 million in the ride program last year.
Fantastic.
So it's pretty exciting.
So it's a very serious organization. I mean, you guys are generally, they're funded. They're well funded.
They're very well funded, and they're a very well-ranked charity. Their overhead is really low compared to a lot of others.
Very good.
Around the 80% goes to their mission.
Fantastic. Where was the ride? Where was the ride last year?
Last year we did Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Cool. So you do some great destinations too.
Yeah, we have. Huh? We've done the first ride I did was Death Valley. That was the original ride to cure diabetes. Was some guys went out there from Ohio.
Huh.
And I think they did most of the ride at night to avoid the heat. But I think they had their 20th anniversary of that last year.
Amazing.
And
And this year you said then, Sonoma Valley?
Yeah, we so we go to Santa Rosa, right out of Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Do 100 miles.
That's up in
the
beautiful country. Sequoia groves up there and just remarkably
beautiful.
Yeah,
and a lot of wineries.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. yeah. So it, it make a little stop here or there.
It should be. Huh? Might have to bring a bag on the bike.
So it's not a race, it's a ride.
Correct.
And yeah. and it, how long is it?
It's there's several different distances. You can ride however far you want.
Uh-huh.
We generally do a 100-mile ride in the day. So it's a long day on the bike.
You aren't kidding. 100 miles in one day.
Yeah, but you're out there with a bunch of people that
so
are
you're having
out
a great
there for
time.
The same mission. It's really, you know, just a big celebration
uh-huh.
of, you know, the money you've raised.
And, yeah, it sounds fantastic.
And, so, yeah, we're looking forward to it. I've done it for the last 4 years with my son, and... And he'll be joining us again this year. And my wife has done 4 of the rides.
That's
so
crazy.
So she'll be with us. So we're going to, we're flying out. We fly out like the Friday, the ride Saturday. And then,
when is the ride?
It's August 24th.
August 24th.
This ride, yeah.
Let's see. Let me look at my calendar here. August 24th. That is... That's a Friday. No, it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
All right. And what if people wanted to find out about this and get involved, but perhaps, you can, or you know, make a donation or whatever?
Yeah, the best way is to go out to ride.jdrf.org.
Ride.jdrf.org.
Right. All right. Right. And that'll show you the different destinations that they have. So there's a ride that starts in La Crosse, and you ride down the Mississippi through Minnesota and into Iowa. And then and back. It's a great ride. Then I think the Sonoma one's the next one.
All
and
right.
then there's a ride in Amelia Island, Florida. So if you don't like hills, that's a really good one. I think there might be one climb over a bridge.
Right.
That's about it.
That's my kind of ride.
Yeah. And then there's one out in Saratoga Springs, New
cool.
York.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful part of the country,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so...
All right, so they're going on different times of the year all year.
Yeah, the first ones are in August, and then they go through, trying to think of the Death Valley, I think, is October.
All right.
And then there's, I think there, that might be it. So, yeah, they're,
yeah.
so, you know, and sometimes they have them in November. We did Lake Tahoe 1 year.
All right, cool. So I'm looking at the website here. This is jdrf.org. I imagine you can get to the race from there as well somewhere. Maybe it's in fundraising events. There it is,
yeah.
The rides. But anyway, yeah, on the web at jdrf.org or ride.jdrf.org, and you can find information about the rides that Jeff's talking about. How much progress has the foundation made with regard to, you know, the research that they're doing? Are they making progress?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, when we started with this, you know, we had to measure the insulin and mix insulins out of vials and with syringes. My son now wears a continuous glucose monitor, so it's connected to him and it feeds to...
So it's constant, like real-time monitoring,
yeah.
and it just kind of keeps the level, essentially
yeah.
the way that your pancreas would operate.
It is, and they're, so they combine that with the insulin pump,
uh-huh.
and they're calling it an artificial pancreas. So it's nice, it's a little bit, you know, cumbersome sometimes,
uh-huh.
and they still have to insert, you know, the tubes to
right.
feed the insulin, and but it makes it so much easier. It's been a... lifesaver probably for my son.
Yeah. Is it something that is embedded in the body or it's worn on the body?
It's worn on the body. So you have two things. You have the continuous glucose monitor, which okay. monitors glucose.
Okay.
And then it can communicate then with the insulin pump.
And tells it essentially how much at
yeah,
whatever
and,
time.
And when. And then uh-huh. you can override, you know, if you're going to eat a lot or something, you need to override it and give you a little boost of insulin.
Huh.
And
very good.
But it's great. And so that's one of the big things they've worked on. But
mm-hmm.
you know, that's not a cure. That's treating
right.
treating the condition. So
right.
they do a lot. The TrialNet is a big thing, and they're looking at some drugs that have been shown to delay the onset. They've had very good results in some like clinical trials with that. Implanting restoring beta cell function and implanting stem cells to become beta cells.
Essentially to revitalize the organ.
Right. I mean, there's just some brilliant people.
Oh, man, the whole stem cell thing is very, very interesting. Yeah.
And so you can put the beta cells back in, but then you might... the body's going to attack him again. So
right.
If you haven't figured out how to stop that.
How to stop that, then you're getting back in the same situation.
That's a big push, trying to figure out the immunology and stop that autoimmune attack. But you have to be really careful with that because you don't want to stop it from working out.
The way it's supposed to work, right.
So,
very, very interesting, huh?
Yeah, so that's really neat. And then these stem cells, they'll put in a little special pouch about the size of a quarter, and they implant that, and they start producing insulin.
Huh.
And so, it's kind of like you can be off the insulin shots, and I think they have to replace it every so often, maybe like once a year.
Uh-huh.
There's scar tissue will build up around packet it, because your body recognizes that as a foreign
body of some sort.
Right. So there's a research trying to localize the body's immune response to that foreign object so it doesn't scar around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could probably last longer.
Wow.
They've got research all over. They're big into advocacy. One of the big issues now is, people can't afford their insulin. And you hear these sad stories of, people rationing insulin.
Right.
That's just ridiculous.
No, I mean, and obviously it's something that's required to stay alive.
Yeah. There's no reason that should happen.
Right. And insulin, they've been able to synthesize that for a long, long time as far as.
Right.
Right. Are there different types of insulin?
There's a lot.
I'm sure there's a whole bunch.
They're always making advances on that.
Yeah. All right, well, I tell you what, let's take a break here for a second and play a piece of music, and we'll come back and talk with my buddy Jeff a little bit more in just a few. This is a song from a local group called Loose Loose, and they had a record in 2018 that was called Sanguine, but they released something recently, just a few weeks ago, I think, and this is one of those songs. This is called Freeish. We'll have to get them back on the program here. They were here a few months back and really enjoyed talking with the guys and girls from Loose Loose. Check this out. These guys are great. It's Mike. You're listening to Radio Orbit. No, Open Mic Radio. I do that every week, don't I? I'm KOPN Columbia.
That's what the cage bird.
Tell them it might be long. I tell them I'm thinking I see a good reason to be up on microphones. We rebels rebel and we told them we all suffer from being trapped up in the mind. Maybe claim this land is ours. To keep it 100, I'm keeping it going. I keep it for no better reason. I'm peeping, I'm reaping what's on. I'm peeping, they dormant. It's no better season. To be reaching the moment, just speaking performance and beating components. We deep in the forest, just do it. The chorus, just be what the chorus says to be.
Free. This is what the cage bird seems to be.
I speak my
our truth and nothing new. It's up to you, the right to choose, to choose not to lose. I'm optimal, unstoppable, my passion, purpose, altitude. Transcends deeper within, deep in the sin, no doubt in you. I'm about to prove this right, this preparation, the restoration of a recreation. Never the hesitation, only the elevation, to the higher, 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 higher heights and be free.
Yeah, that one's called Free-ish, and it's Loose from a record that is called, what is it called? Candor, and it was released today? No. I don't know. It says July 12th, 2019, but I can't imagine that I just happened upon it on the day that it was released, so highly unlikely, but it's probably me just not knowing how to read the information here on the web. Anyway, great stuff from Loose. That one's called Free-ish from an album that's called Candor, and I don't know when it came out. I'm in the studio with my friend Jeff DeBoe. Jeff's here from Minnesota, and we've been talking about type 1 diabetes for the last little bit. We're going to get back to that just for a second here, because we're going to switch gears in a minute, but let's wrap up our talk about the JDRF, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And you just got a note from your son, and he reminded you to bring something up. What's that? There's a potential for a vaccine.
Yeah, so they've identified some viruses that could trigger the onset of type 1. So they're working at, you know, possibly, you know, vaccinating ahead of time and preventing that virus from triggering type 1.
How much do they know about the virus, or are there more than one types of viruses?
I think there's more than one type, and you know, that's as much as I got in this text. he's listening out in New York, and actually New Jersey, I think.
Well,
and,
you know what we should do. I do a radio show on Monday nights. It's a 3-hour program, and I do these long, like 2-hour in-depth interviews, like long ones, and they're mostly science and technology related. It would be interesting, perhaps, to get someone from the foundation to actually do a real deep dive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's guys there that do that. I mean,
well, maybe your son's one of the guys, or maybe he can point us in the right direction. So, yeah, we'll put that on the docket. Maybe we'll do a program that's an in-depth look at juvenile diabetes.
That'd be great. Yeah. Ryan, you've got homework.
All right, yeah, Ryan, I'd love to do it. That'd be great, and I'll have your dad put me in touch with you, and we'll do that. All right, Jeff, let's take care of a little bit of business here. I'm going to do mine first. This program is brought to you in part by listener support and a donation from Ragtag Cinema. This week, Ragtag opens Echo in the Canyon, a documentary focusing on the explosion of pop music that came from Los Angeles' Laurel Canyon in the 1960s, with the likes of Jacob Dylan, Beck, Tom Petty as guides. Echo in the Canyon takes a deep dive into the music of bands like the Mamas and the Papas, the Beach Boys, the Birds, and more, to describe a brief time in American music history that would leave an indelible stamp on the future. Showtimes and more information can be found at ragtagcinema.org or by visiting Ragtag at 10 Hit Street in downtown Columbia. Ragtag's great. If you haven't been down there, check it out. All right, Jeff, what do you got?
KOPN is underwritten by the We Always Swing Jazz Series. The Jazz Series turns 25 this year. Season tickets are now on sale, and they'll be celebrating the start of their silver anniversary August 4th on the roof. More information can be found by visiting wealwaysswing.org.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. We're going to take another break here and play a couple of songs. This is these are two from my friend Justin Hickinson. Justin Hickerson. He was here in the studio with me a couple of weeks ago and played some real nice stuff. So here's a couple from Justin. And I'll be back with you in just a few minutes. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Same. Justin Hickerson from a couple weeks ago that was recorded live here in the studio. And most people know Justin as a drummer around town, plays the drums for the Daves and the Ridge Runners and Paul Weber and the Scrappers, but he's also a quite talented songwriter and a great singer. So I love it when Justin does that. Catch him out and about when he's playing his stuff, okay? All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. It's 89.5 FM and on the web streaming at kopn.org. For me, if you want to get a hold of me, mikehagan.com is the website, and you can send me an email or a message from there, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. If you are interested in appearing on this program, if you're a musician or a member of a band, get a hold of me and send me some of your stuff, and you know, I'd love to get a listen, and perhaps we can work out something. You can come on the program. That's what we do every week here. We've got lots of different folks who've been here over the last couple of years, and we'll keep it going. Next week, we've got a band called Sliced Bread who will be with me. They're a young group of musicians from Chillicothe, Missouri, which is the home of sliced bread. As a matter of fact, that's where it was invented. So I guess that's where the guys got their name. But anyway, Sliced Bread next week. We've got Lee Ruth, just a legend in the community, the local music community, and just a remarkable singer-songwriter and great musician overall. Lee Ruth, hopefully here sometime soon. I left him a message the other day, and I haven't heard back from him, but if anybody hears from Lee, tell him to call Mike, because I'd really like to have Lee on the program. We talked about it briefly at the last KOPN meeting, and I just need to kind of make sure that it happens, right? All right, Nick Gorham, Samantha Furkey, hopefully again sometime soon. Mike Marshall, or Danger as we call him. The Sweaters will be here sometime soon. I'm hoping to get Van Ghost, who's a great hip-hop artist who's working around town, but he works on Friday mornings. It's tough to get him away this time of the day. Stephanie Foley, I got to get Steph Foley here on the show. Hopefully she'll be here sometime soon. And lots of other folks, okay? All right, in the meantime, let's talk about what is happening tonight and around town in the next couple of days. At the Blue Note tonight, Clear Country Nights, you've got a band called the Big Rigs that'll be playing all your country hits. So if you're into that stuff, check that out at the Blue Note tonight. That's a 9 o'clock show. Tomorrow night at the Note, 80s versus 90s, a music video battle of the decades with DJ Requiem, who's great, by the way. DJ Requiem, Alex, has been on the program as well. And I have a much more deep and great respect for the art of the DJ than I did before I spoke with Alex. It's actually a quite remarkable thing that he does, and really cool stuff. So anyway, tomorrow night be a battle of the decades with DJ Requiem at the Blue Note. At Rose, we've got Happy Hour tonight. Too bad, Jeff, you're not going to be around this evening. There's a great little place called Rose Music Hall. They have a big park out and back, and they have music around 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock every Friday, and it's always good bands, and everybody kind of gets out there and hangs around outside. So anyway, Marcella's Ghost tonight at Happy Hour for the Rose Happy Hour tonight in Rose Park. So it'll be great outside at the park. Marcella's Ghost, excellent band. Somebody else I'd like to get here on the program sometime, maybe. Friday, later tonight at Rose, after the Happy Hour show, this will be a 7 o'clock show, Crooked Fix with Wonder Fuzz and Dream Squeeze. Crooked Fix is a group of younger musicians, who many of whom are in school out in Boston, I think, at one of the music academies out there, but I guess they're back for the summer. So they're going to put a show together tonight with a band called Wonder Fuzz, who I'm not familiar with. Dream Squeeze, anybody? No, I don't know. Let's see. And then tomorrow night at Rose, you've got Evan Fest, Evan McWilliams Memorial Show. That's going to be a rock and roll show for sure. You got Mercurial, Devourist, Legend. That's our friend, what the hell is his name? Plays bass with legend. Aaron, yeah. That'll be a rock and roll show. Dodecad, Gourmand, and DeGrave. Bunch of heavy metal stuff tomorrow night at Rose. At the Roachport General Store. What do we got going at Roachport tonight? And this is in my neck of the woods. And they do a really neat thing down there. And every Friday, Saturday, they usually have music. Tonight, it looks like the Cosmic Riders, and tomorrow, Tanner Bechtel. Next week, Molly Healy Trio. Molly's fantastic, one of the best fiddle players around these parts. Cooper's Landing, still closed because of flooding. And they're working real hard out there. You know, the Cooper's Landing changed hands from Mike Cooper, who owned the campsite and the music venue for many, many years, sold the property and the venue, everything, to Richard King, and I don't know what the actual name of the outfit that you know, the corporation, but anyway, Richard's involved, and a couple of other people from Columbia, and you know they're going to do it right. So there's a lot of effort going on right now to get it cleaned up out there, and many improvements I'm sure are on the way for all the concertgoers and campers and everybody that hangs out down there by the river. It's just a beautiful place. It's really unfortunate that the water's been so high this year. Absolutely underwater. Cooper's was underwater. It was like 10 feet of water inside the building just a month ago or so. But it was also an excuse to really redo everything. So they've got the funding, and I'm sure they're going to make it real nice down there. So I'm looking forward to see how things unfold at Cooper's Landing. No music there for a little bit, though, okay? At the Station House down at Catfish Katie's, we have no upcoming events at this time. They've had a lot of trouble with the water as well. Anything down by the river, you'll have to really check it out. Now, the winery, though, has had a wonderful music series out at Les Bourgeois. Started out in May with Ray Fitzgerald, again, one of my favorites around here. The Bernie Sisters played, Sean Monday, Sissy Paycheck, the Ridge Runners were out there. Jack Grelly, one of my favorite country artists from St. Louis, was out at the winery just about a week and a half ago, or I guess it was 2 weeks ago. So anyway, there's nobody this weekend. I don't know why, but you'll have music back out at Les Bourgeois starting on the 3rd of August. There is a wine release party tonight, though. Actually, it's tomorrow. The Collector Series wine release will be happening at Les Bourgeois Winery. And that's about all I've got to say about what's happening around town. So I'm going to play another one quick here because I want to get a couple more songs in before the end of the program. This is my great friend John Randall in a recording that I made of him back in September. It was September 9th of 2018. This is John Randall, of course, the vocalist and remarkable guitar player for the Hootenhollers, who've just done a remarkable job of moving their music around the whole world. They'll be going back to Europe not long. I'm not sure if it's over the winter time here or if it's next spring. But anyway, John and Kelly and Andy just kicking ass. And here's Johnny by himself playing one of my faves. This one's called Charla, recorded September 9th at Black and Gold Tavern here in Columbia. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
Oh, when we first got to Lupus, everyone was singing songs. The hippie queen of Lupus, she was dancing and singing along. I sat right down, I had me a beer. It didn't take very long, for I was partying down in Lupus Town. And then I started singing this song. I'm singing, Charla, don't bother, don't work too early tonight. I'm having such a good time. Oh, I wanna sing until the morning light. I'm singing, Charla, don't bark, don't work too early tonight, cause I'm gonna stay with you in Lupus tonight. Well, I looked around, cause I heard laughter. I recognized it was It's Charlie and Dino and the rest of their crew just lounging in the warm sunlight. And that's when Dino busted out the biggest joint I think I've ever seen. If I don't make it home from Lupus tonight, gonna be crashing with the hippie queen. And I'm singing, Charlie, don't bark the door too early tonight, 'cause I'll stumble in and pass out on the floor, then I sleep until the morning light. Oh yeah, Charlie, don't bark the door too early tonight, I'm gonna stay with you in Lupus tonight. Was pounding loud. I wake up on the floor with the rusty dog in the middle of the breakfast crowd. And then I swore that I would never drink again, but it didn't take very long till I was partying down in Lupus Town, and everyone was singing this song. All this singing, Charlie, don't bar the door too early tonight, 'cause we all need a place that we can lay our head on and everything will be alright. I'm singing, Charlie, don't bar the door too early tonight, I'm gonna stay with you in Lupus tonight. Yes, we all gonna stay with you in Lupus tonight.
Hey. Yeah, Johnny O with Charla. Once again, that was a live recording from Black and Gold Tavern about a year ago or so. Not quite. All right. All right. It's Mike. You listen to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We've got just a few minutes left to wrap things up. I had a few other songs that I wanted to play, but I think we'll finish off with one from local rockers Blackwater. We got a minute or two before we get to that, though. And I would like to say thanks to my buddy Jeff for coming down and talking with us a little bit about the JDRF. And yeah, hope you have a great day, Jeff. What do you got planned after you leave the station here?
Yeah, I'm going to go hop on my bike and ride a section of the Katy Trail. It's down towards St. Louis.
Heading towards St. Louis. Yeah. Awesome. You're going to have a great time. It's a great day out there, and that trail really is cool. I've done a couple of pretty decent sections of the Katy since we've lived here. Nothing as intense as you riding 100 miles a day, that type of thing.
That won't happen today.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great time, and it's been great seeing you.
It's great seeing you, too.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Hang tough. And, yeah, we will be in touch, and we'll talk with somebody at the foundation about doing a more serious interview about juvenile diabetes, okay?
Yep.
All right, awesome. Let's see. What else do I have to say to y'all next week? Who's going to be here? Do I know? Yeah. Sliced Bread, I said. They're going to be here next week. That'll be fun. And after that, I guess I mentioned some of the people that we're going to have coming up on the show. Lee Ruth, Nick Gorham, Samantha Furkey, etc. So check it out. Come on back next week. I hope you have a great weekend. The email address is MikeHagan@MikeHagan.com. And the website is MikeHagan.com. Hope things are great for you. Hope you enjoy the weekend. Cheers. Stick around. Speaking of the Arts is coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll have special guest host Monica Palmer with us in the studio today, and I'll be sticking around running the board for Monica. So hang around. KOPN's a great place to spend your time listening all day. On Fridays, we got great stuff coming up in the afternoon. At 4 o'clock, you got Penguin Tracks with Jill, Power Pop Pat at 6 with rock and roll and punk rock, Grateful Dead 8 o'clock until 10, Blue Plate Special after that. Anyway, great music, great talk, a lot of good times here on KOPN all day today, so stick around. Once again, it's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I think I'll finish with one, like I said, from Blackwater. This is called Ballad of a Duck. Great young rock and rollers from Columbia. And I think they got a show tomorrow night or somewhere. I don't know. Check them out on the web, Blackwater, okay? And this one is called Ballad of a Duck. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll see you next week.
la 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 la